Hi, and welcome back to the fifth installment of your e-course. I hope you're finding the information I'm sending you to be helpful and informative. I'd love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and suggestions. Now, in this lesson, I'm going to discuss some of the myths surrounding the work-from-home industry. I'm doing this to hopefully prevent you from falling for some of the lies I did when I first got started in my home business. Now, as you learned in the last lesson, literally hundreds of thousands of people get started in a home business every single year, approximately 600 per day, and that's just in the United States alone. One of the tragedies of this industry is that close to 95% of these people quit within the first 3 to 6 months. And I believe that part of the reason these numbers are so high is that people tend to buy into the myths I'm discussing in this lesson. Often when someone decides they want to own a home business, it is directly related to certain financial challenges and problems they're facing in their lives. I know this to be true because I've been there as well. At that time, we are very vulnerable to almost anything that promises a solution, and this is the root of the problem. We buy the myths because we desperately want them to be true, but once the excitement and adventure of getting started wears off, we're left with the cold, hard facts of the work it takes to build a successful business. I decided to include this lesson as part of this series, not to discourage you, but to help you avoid some of the mistakes I made because I fell for these myths and only later discovered the real realities of being a home business owner. Now, I'm not suggesting that my list of myths is exhaustive. These are simply things that caused me considerable grief and prevented me from growing my business more quickly. However, I've also discovered that when you keep yourself focused on the real realities of what it takes to build a business, you'll do fine and will in fact succeed. So please give me your feedback and let me know any questions this lesson stirs up for you, and I'll talk with you again tomorrow.